Well, tough economic times have forced food prices up almost 5% nationally, with staples like rice becoming especially expensive. Put that fact in your back pocket and consider this other trend shaped by the economy. Budget shortfalls are forcing many states to consider early release programs for prisoners. In Mississippi, prisoners can now serve a portion of their time at home to defray costs, and California is considering releasing 22,000 prisoners early. Add it up, and it looks like food in prison may be getting even worse. Joining us now to tell us about food prices and the effect on prison meals is Ricky Clark, president of the Association of Correctional Food Service Affiliates. He also trains prison kitchen personnel in Virginia. Ricky, thank you for coming on the BPP.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mike.
So I've read that in the state of Washington, they've cut the jelly from peanut butter and jelly. In Milwaukee, the jails have eliminated dessert. How do higher prices affect you guys there in Virginia?
Well, I guess drastic measures calls for drastic action. So in Virginia, we have basically kept our food costs down to a minimal cost. And being a state agency, we plan on budget cuts all the time. So that's pretty much a norm for us. But this gas price has kind of driven things a little drastic for us. We presently are looking at our agribusinesses to see what we can do to raise more of our own crops and produce more of our own food. So that's basically how we, what we do to cut our costs.
And what are the costs? How much do you spend either per meal or per day on a prisoner?
Our average cost per day is about $1.80 for three meals.
Three meals?
Yes.
That's low. I didn't even think that would be possible. How is it possible?
Well, by using inmate labor, that saves us drastically, and by producing most of our own food. Like I said, we have the agribusiness program. We have our own produce company within the department that produces all of our produce. And we also process some of our meat products. We buy things in bulk and buy spot buy, opportunity buys every chance we get. So anything we can do to keep that cost down.
Now, I've read that some locales have eliminated things that they've deemed unessential, like coffee, which has no nutritional value. But in Virginia, you're not going to be doing that?
Not at this point, no. You know, there are a lot of other things to consider when you look at cost. And when you take things away that people are that much used to getting every morning, it's a big adjustment. It can cost a lot of trouble, which can lead to a lot more money than a cup of coffee.
Describe the average meal or maybe the average menu that a prisoner might get in Virginia.
Well, our menus are based on a 3,000 calorie diet, and they're pretty much a full line menu. For breakfast, we serve things like pancakes, waffles, eggs, bacon, sausage, biscuits, you know, pretty much what you would get in a restaurant, oatmeal, grits, dry cereal. Our lunch menu, some institutions do a cold cut menu, which consists of sandwiches and salads, that type of thing. But most of our institutions are doing a hot meal for lunch, which might consist of soup and a sandwich or soup and something else. We also do full line, like hot dogs and hamburgers, french fries, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dinner meals might be spaghetti with tossed salad and garlic bread. You know, something you would go out in a restaurant and order.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad. Is it pretty much comparable to any other institution? You know, a place where you don't seek out the food, but if you happen
hospital.
To be, yeah, a hospital or a high school, is it pretty much the same? You wouldn't notice a difference?
Basically, I think actually in the prisons, what you get there might be a little more better quality because you're getting homemade stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything in our prisons are made from scratch. When you go to a hospital or even some restaurants, you're getting a processed food that's, you know, been frozen and heated up for you. So I wouldn't say that they're getting bad food. I think they're getting perfectly healthy food.
When you read about what some other locales are doing, you know, cutting the jelly and watering down their milk, do you get the impression that prisoners in places other than Virginia have it pretty bad?
That could depend on where you're taking it from. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're serving a whole milk as opposed to a 1% or 2% milk, you know, that's what most people are drinking these days anyway.
What kind of milk do they get in Virginia?
We use a powdered milk that we make. It's called a milk product, which is made from powdered milk and water. It has whole milk added to it.
And what are some of the challenges in serving prisoners that I might never have even considered?
Well, I guess just the everyday fact of that you're in a prison. You know, you're locked away with these inmates. So, of course, the risk of working there could be a little more than working at your average restaurant. However, you know, all the criminals aren't locked up. So, you know, you have those challenges everywhere.
Right. I guess, and also, you know, there are certain things you can't serve, like if, you know, shish kebab, things that could be used as a weapon.
yeah, you don't get shrimp cocktails before
you
go, that kind of thing.
Hey, when your department or in general, the food that is served in Virginia is criticized, is the criticism more people saying, oh, the prisoners have it so bad? Or is it from the other side saying, hey, I don't even get dessert or I don't get that sort of meal every day?
Well, I think it's just the fact that they look at the whole picture and they see this person is locked away and they're taken away from their family and they're uprooted from their community, you know, and they want them to have a better life than what they do. But sometimes we fail to understand, you know, they did commit a crime to get there. We didn't ask them to come. They invited themselves.
Yeah.
So we don't expect their life to be luxury there.
Is food?
So we don't treat them bad either.
Is food ever used as punishment in prisons?
No, not at all.
What is this I've read about, Nutriloaf, which is basically a very, it doesn't seem tasty. I guess it gives you all the vegetables and dairy, and it's baked into a loaf. Mm-hmm. How is that used, to your knowledge?
It's used as a control item. What that's used for is like if an inmate is throwing his trays at the officers when they take it in, you know, they would give them this loaf instead of their regular tray, which contains the same amount of nutrition that they would get on that tray.
Mm-hmm. And is it, have you tasted it?
Yes, I have.
And?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
Well, maybe some other states have less tasty Nutriloafs. I've read reviews of Texas Nutriloaf where the Zagat survey says avoid that, for instance.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In my opinion, it tastes sort of like a veggie burger, which a lot of people are eating these days.
The food crisis now, and the maybe it's overstating it to say a crisis, is this sort of just the normal ebb and flow that you always see, or are things in terms of state budgets and food shortages, are things now worse than they've been in your experience?
We've actually seen worse times. Mm-hmm. We've had times where we've actually had to close prisons, you know, and we're not looking at that right now. So we're not looking at this as one of the worst times we've seen, but if, you know, if the prices keep going higher, it could change things.
Yeah. And finally, what does the law mandate? Do they mandate a basic number of calories or certain food groups? What do you have to give the prisoners?
Yeah, we have a registered dietitian who's over the whole state of Virginia, and she mandates our menus and makes sure that we're serving the 2,800 to 3,200 calories per day.
And does it have to come from different food groups?
Yes. Oh. We use the food guide pyramid to base the menus on.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ricky Clark, president of the Association of Correctional Food Services Affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming up on the BPP, politics with Politico.com's executive editor and our friend Jim Vandehei. And what does your email address say about your personality? Stay tuned. We'll find out. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.